It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The federal government is ramping up its policy of having asylum seekers wait out their cases in Mexico. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval reports the number of people waiting across the border nearly doubled last month.
In July, nearly 12,000 migrants processed by U.S. border officials were sent back to Mexico to await their asylum hearings. That's up from 5,000 people in May and 6,000 in June, according to government records obtained by Syracuse University. That brings the total number of Remain in Mexico cases to 26,000. The majority of these cases are coming through El Paso and Laredo courts, so people are waiting in the Mexican cities of Juarez and Nuevo Laredo. Asylum seekers frequently face violence while they wait in Mexico. Juarez has one of the highest homicide rates in the world, according to data from 2018. I'm Elizabeth Troval in Houston.
In more news, the mass shooting in El Paso has heightened fears for many Latino residents after the suspect's racist motivations came to light. Experts say immediate mental health care is needed for survivors and the broader community. KERA's Saida Hassan reports on how mass casualty events can affect people, especially when specific groups are targeted.
News of the El Paso shooting hit close to home for Julio Acosta. His family came to the U.S. from Mexico when he was two, and he grew up in North Texas, where the suspected shooter lived. Acosta sees the El Paso attack as the culmination of ongoing anti-immigrant attitudes and policies.
Driving more than 8 hours to El Paso, specifically to target a certain community of color, that has really resonated a lot with the Latino community because it's a whole other world to know that, wow, like my mom, my dad, me, my family, like my life is in danger because of this increase of rhetoric.
The suspected shooter told police he was targeting, quote, Mexicans when he drove from North Texas to the border city to carry out his August 3rd attack. Authorities believe he also posted a racist online rant on what he called a Hispanic invasion of Texas. Since the shooting, Acosta has been burying himself in his advocacy work. He's a volunteer with the nonprofit Faith in Texas, and he's involved with a number of other social justice groups around town.
I have been more intentional, especially for community organizer spheres, to know that it's necessary to be aware of our mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health.
A survey out this month shows recent mass shootings are a significant source of stress for many Americans. The American Psychological Association reports almost a third of adults in the U.S. say a fear of mass shootings keeps them from going to certain places or events. Hispanic adults were about twice as likely as non-Hispanic white adults to experience frequent stress about the possibility of such an attack. The survey shows they were also less likely to know how to cope with those feelings. Experts say after a mass casualty event, there's no such thing as a normal reaction.
And certainly the shooting at a Walmart is about as abnormal a situation as you can imagine.
Susan Silk is a psychologist based in Michigan. A longtime mental health volunteer with the American Red Cross, Silk has provided care to survivors of natural disasters, airplane accidents, terror attacks, and a school shooting.
People becoming anxious, fearful, people becoming irritable, people becoming angry, people becoming hypervigilant. Those are, for the time being, normal reactions.
Silk says it's not just survivors who are affected. A mass shooting can heighten fears or bring up past traumas for anyone. And after the El Paso shooting, she says it's to be expected that Latino residents feel targeted. She says there are also notable differences in community mental health after a natural disaster versus an act of violence. She remembers responding to the 2007 Virginia Tech campus shooting.
There was a sense of anger, there was a sense of outrage, there was sort of existential doubt. Why has this happened? Who did this? Why?
After a hurricane or earthquake, she says, there's less anger. And treatment looks different for everyone. Psychologist Dan Mosley says it's important to let survivors process grief in their own way. Mosley also volunteers with the American Red Cross. He's provided mental health care after floods, wildfires, terror attacks, and multiple mass shootings. Mosley says there's no easy fix for helping people heal.
It is so important and so helpful for people who have experienced a tragedy or an enormous loss to just feel like they are listened to.
On a personal level, Mosley says simply opening the door to conversation can help. He says talking about safety concerns can help ease anxiety.
Having some idea about who you can reach out to, what you can do to protect yourself, a plan for safety, basically, for every family, can be reassuring to that family.
Over time, Mosley says returning to a routine can help restore normalcy for survivors and others affected. For El Paso, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has dedicated $5 million in assistance, which will help fund mental health services. Saida Hassan, KERA News.